Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Axton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of day where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that walk of faith, encouraged in that process, and how God will use your everyday life to stretch you, to make you, prove you, to refine you, to show you who He is. Growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ means that we daily apply the word. We daily allow the word to work in us, work through us. And as we do, we see the word of God manifesting in our life, and we see God showing up to do something spectacular, miraculous, giving us information, giving us insight, giving us even his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, so that we can succeed, so that we look like him, that we show who he is to the earth. And it's a wonderful thing, because when God chooses a person, when he chooses a family, a tribe, a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. And you don't have to be perfect. He doesn't require you to be perfect, because he uses imperfect people to get his will done, to show how great he is, to show how wonderful he is, and how he's able to take ordinary folks and turn something extraordinary into their lives for an overcoming testimony that someone else's life can be encouraged. We've been in the book of Proverbs last year and in 2017, and we're still in that book. We're still in this book. The Lord won't let me get out of this book, and mainly because he says we need wisdom. We need wisdom, and we're going to talk about the book of Proverbs and just look, you know, at different places in the book of Proverbs and just grab some more nuggets, get some more wisdom, because we need it. We need it to know how to act, what to do, how to respond in every situation. For those who missed the very first episode so many months ago about the book of Proverbs, I'm just going to do a recap just a little bit to let you understand as the first chapter of Proverbs, so that you can understand what this book is about and why this book is really important to us. Every book in the Bible is important. We need every last one of these books. But Proverbs is something that we need, because we need wisdom. We need wisdom on how to do things, how to act. And the book of Proverbs, as we said before, is a book of wisdom. And this book was given to Solomon, David's son, because he wanted wisdom on how to handle God's people. Here it was, he was a man who was put in a position, and he was inexperienced, and he was very young. So he needed wisdom beyond his years. He needed to know how to lead God's people and do it successfully. He didn't just want to take the job and not know how to move the people in the direction of God, or to hear from God, or to be the kind of king that represented God, because Israel was a nation that basically their God was the God Jehovah, the Lord God, the great I Am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And so they were to always look like him, sound like him, and follow after him, pant after him. So he wanted to know, his father David was getting ready to pass, and he wanted to know how to do this. Even after David passed, he wanted to know how to do this. And so he asked and inquired of God. And he didn't ask for riches or money. He didn't ask for fame and fortune. He didn't ask for power. He asked God how to lead his people with his wisdom. And because he did that, the Lord gave him not only wisdom, but he gave him riches as well, and he gave him fame. But his heart was to have the wisdom. So God downloaded or transferred his wisdom into Solomon, and Solomon wrote this out, not only just for his generation, but for every generation that there is. We can look and find nuggets. We can find wisdom. We can find help and strength when we read the book of Proverbs, when we read all of the Bible. We find out, we get life, but we need wisdom and how to live. And the book of Solomon, the book of Proverbs, Solomon lets us understand the things that we need to know. The wisdom that God gives is never cleverness. It's never to be clever. It's never to have that earthly wisdom. This is righteous wisdom, godly wisdom that we're going to get. And then this wisdom helps us, shows us and helps us how to lead a righteous life, how to walk in life with wisdom and handle the life that we live for the glory of God, the way that God says, in every situation. It's basically we're having a godly manner, wisdom on how to act and how to treat people. We don't always know how to do that, especially if we were not raised treating people very well or interacting with people very well or having a lot of people around us. It depends on our environment, and in that, we still need God's wisdom so that we can treat them not the way we think, but the way that God has required us to. He wants us to be skilled. He wants us to be able to have skills for every area of our life and every situation. And the purpose of the book of Proverbs is basically revealed in verses chapter 1, verses 2 through 6. It tells us why we need the book of Proverbs. It is basically to know. To know what? How to live. How to act skillfully in every situation. Without the wisdom of God, you know, we think we have wisdom, but our wisdom does not compare to the wisdom of God. And His wisdom is always a very present help. Without the wisdom of God, basically what you're saying is that you know how to handle every circumstance. You know how to handle every situation. You're saying, I don't need to be taught anymore. I don't need to gain anything else. But when you have the wisdom of God, you're saying, Lord, I need to know what to say, what to do, how to act, how to behave in every situation. I need your wisdom. I need to know how to make wise decisions. Even if under pressure, I need to know how to make wise decisions. I need to know how to handle that tough situation in my house or on the job or with my child or in my marriage or even with myself. I need to know how to handle certain things that happen in my community, and I need your wisdom. I can't go on my wisdom or what I think or my opinion, but when I go on your wisdom is there with the Holy Spirit to reveal all truth and to lead and guide me and to give me what I myself may not have the years of experience to know. But because you're beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, you're able to give me all wisdom with all things because you're the beginning of anything. You're the one who made it. So you know the beginning and the end of all things, and you know how to give me the wisdom that solves the problems, that keeps the peace, that causes direction and instruction, that causes a godly righteous movement, that causes a reaction, that causes the favor of God to be released, the blessings of God to be released, the power of God to be released. God wants to be able to live a life where we have understanding, and the understanding that he wants us to have a just and fair understanding in the way that we live and everything we do. And I don't know about you, but in my life, when I was younger, even now, if I don't ask the Lord, I will make mistakes because I'm going by how I see it and how I feel and my flesh and my small sight cannot see beyond the next minute, the next second. But whenever I apply the wisdom of God, who knows everything, He's able to give me the instructions. He's able to teach me the skills. He's able to lead me into the places that I need to go and know that with whatever He tells me and whatever I say in His name, under His authority, under His wisdom, it's always going to be good. It's always going to work out for good. It's always going to be good, even if it doesn't sound good sometimes. It's going to be good if it's Him. To have an understanding about life that is wrapped in God's truth and word and wisdom is basically how we approach God and how we approach life and how we know the value of life. People don't know value in life because they're looking at objects, they're looking at possessions, they're looking at power or positions or status. So they don't know the value of life. Without wisdom. Wisdom lets you measure your days. Wisdom lets you understand how precious life is. Wisdom lets you understand that it is not in the things, it's in the quality of life that you live and how you live that life and what you do with that life and whose life you touch and who you help and how you display Jesus. And that wisdom with the word of God and His truth and His power and His spirit helps motivate us and move us from glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. We begin to grow. We begin to mature. We begin to understand. And we begin to walk in a way that says God is good to us. Whether or not we ever get the position or the house or the car or the name or the title, anything that we strive to get after, we see the greatness of God in us because we're able to lift him out to a world that never would be able to see him unless they see him through us. So we need that wisdom to help us value our lives, to help us approach our life the right way, and to help us to be committed to the things of God and committed to the things that we need to as individuals, as mothers and fathers, as husbands and wives, as sons and daughters. We need that so that it helps us be committed to the things of God. So wisdom helps us in how we approach life and knowing the value of life and in our commitments. And all of these things basically help to found the expression of our lifestyle. When people look at our lifestyle, the expression of what we show them, the expression of what we yield or what we give or what we display speaks values to us and to the God we serve. It speaks to say you are a man or woman of wisdom. It speaks to say that you are following the precepts and the commands of God. It speaks and says you know how to live a life of worship unto the Lord, that you know how to treat your neighbors as yourself, that you know how to honor God, that you know how to be just and fair, that you are committed, that you know how to value what is precious. So it speaks volumes. In the Old Testament, when we read about wisdom, it was a choice. And if the choice was, I'm going to be godly. I'm going to be godly. And that still applies today. We're making a choice. We're going to live in wisdom, have a godly life, and let God get the glory out of us. Living godly because we understand that all wisdom comes from God. And if God is the author and the finisher of our faith, and he's the beginning and the end, and he knows us and knows us, the hairs on our head, whether we have them or not, he knows them. And if he is the beginning of everything and the end, and we walk in his wisdom, then we're displaying God to someone who may never see him in any other fashion. When you are wise or walk in wisdom, you are sensitive to God. You're sensitive to him and you submit to him, and God applies his wisdom so that it guides you whenever you make daily choices. It's not just in big things, it's in a daily choice. He's there to help you. The person who is wise will find, search for, and look for the knowledge of God, because God is the source of all wisdom. He's the source. God will provide what is needed to us prospectively about life and about circumstances so that we will have an understanding and we'll have the right truth, the right word, the right understanding, and that we'll be able to be right and just and fair, and not in our own perspective, but in the perspective of God, that we will walk in his wisdom, and his perspective is what we see, and his perspective is what we display. It's his, how he sees it, how he wants us to act, how he wants us to love, how he wants us to forgive, how he wants to entreat people, how he wants us to avoid things, how he wants us not to be entangled, what it is to take care of our future and our children. Proverbs gives us a scope of all of these things from beginning to end on any and every subject that we will face in life. And if we take wisdom from the book of Proverbs and apply it, our perspective will not be ours, it will be God's, and we will be showing him to someone who needs to see the wisdom of God. That is all the time I have for this empowerment. I pray that you have been blessed, encouraged, and that you're even encouraged even the more to walk in the wisdom of God, that you will start reading the book of Proverbs along with other chapters in the Bible, that you will apply what you have heard and understand that God wants us to be skilled and know how to act in every situation and every circumstance with his wisdom, so that we will not be broken people, but be people of hope, people that is able to encourage, and people able to display the perspective of who God is in us greatly. Have a blessed day.